Blog Talk Radio.
Are you ready to take a bite out of the competition? Are you looking for ideas to make your business better? Welcome to the Core Business Show with Tim Jacquet.
Sponsored by Apple Capital Group.
At the core of every successful business, you'll find people making a difference. And with each episode of the Core Business Show, we talk with those people, examine those ideas, and explore the strategies that make them special. Now, the host of the Core Business Show, Tim Jacquet.
Good afternoon. Again, welcome to the Core Business Show, Tim Jacquet. Today, our topic is startup. Partnership for America, Startup Texas. I have with Trey on the line. If you have any questions, just call in at 347-324-3460. Again, it's 347-324-3460. Trey, welcome to the program.
Thanks, Tim. Thanks for having me.
Great. I've been looking for the past month or so, I've been noticing Startup of America. Can you talk about what is Startup of America Partnership?
Yeah, Startup America Partnership was started a little over a year ago by Steve Case, founder of AOL.
Oh, wow.
And the idea was, how do we help entrepreneurs and startups be more successful? So what sorts of things can we create? What sorts of programs? What sorts of opportunities? What sorts of connections can we bring together? And so in collaboration with the White House, we launched Startup America a little over a year ago, and through that, we've launched three major initiatives. The first initiative is resources. So you can go to the Startup America website, which is s.co, and sign up as an entrepreneur to get access to all kinds of really great resources, reduced rates, discounts, free things like that, all of which were previously researched by Startup America as to what entrepreneurs need to be successful. Second of all, there's a connections piece, and that's going to be rolling out in the next month or so. And what that is how do we connect entrepreneurs and startups to mentors, corporations that they could potentially sell their product or services to, other businesses that may be interested in supporting what they're doing, whether it be giving them space to office in, whether it be capital resources and things like that. And then finally, the third piece of what Startup America does is focus on celebrating and promoting what they call entrepreneurs, which is American heroes. And so it's a free service for people. It's built and funded completely by the Kauffman Foundation and the Case Foundation, so it doesn't cost any money, but ultimately built around supporting the entrepreneurial community, which, because we know when entrepreneurs start businesses, business provides jobs, jobs provides a better economy, which is why I think President Obama and the White House has been so interested in the initiative as well.
Wow. I guess just to begin with, kind of talk about yourself. I know you say you're a serial entrepreneur. Can you tell us about, have you started a lot of business on your own?
Yeah, I mean, actually, I have started several businesses on my own, run businesses, probably started 6 to 8 nonprofits as well.
Wow.
I got involved in the internet when I was in college, and I had a buddy who started a company and asked me to work for him, and I kind of got the bug and got addicted to it, and ever since then have started companies across the country, and in some cases built companies that were actually really, really successful and prominent across the world in what they did. Most notably, I started a company called Morpheus that did peer-to-peer file sharing,
wow,
which had about 100 million customers in the first 11 months. And so just having gotten a chance to do that, working with nonprofits all over the world as well, I just kind of have a mantra that I find things that I like to do and I go figure out how to make it work. And so when I got involved with Startup America, I just sold the last company I was working with and really wanted to kind of engage in the community and get involved in helping entrepreneurs be successful.
Wow, this is an amazing story. And you're an educator at SMU?
Yeah, I was asked to be an adjunct professor. I'm teaching entrepreneurship courses in the performing arts school. So it's a little bit different approach, as opposed to the standard business school, where we're coming in and we're finding students who are dance majors, theater majors, advertising majors, music vocalist majors, and saying, listen, there's a chance that you might not actually be able to do your craft full time, but we also want you to be able to stay engaged and involved in the community that you're focused on by leveraging some great entrepreneurial skill sets, some standard business terms and kind of experiences, which ultimately helps the student and kind of makes the parent happy too, because they're paying a lot of money for their kids to go to school here, and they want to make sure they are employable when they leave.
Absolutely.
So I teach two courses here, one on how to attract capital and the other one on how to develop a business plan. So it's been a fun last semester.
Well, a lot of musicians don't realize they actually run a business themselves. Actors, they are product. I was just talking to Edwin Hawkins a couple of nights ago, the one that wrote Oh Happy Day. And we're talking about, you say, well, how's that tied into business? Say, really, if you look at it, you are business. You, I mean, you had to manage your publicist, you had to manage your manager, you had to have an accountant. So you're almost a full-time business, even though it's all you, but you're a product yourself, and everything that comes up, you're producing products. And so that need attorneys and this and that. So you're a total operation altogether, and then you decide also to start a restaurant. But
absolutely. I actually, a couple of businesses that I started in the past, one of which is a management entertainment company. So we spend a lot of time with our fans talking about the fact that they are entrepreneurs, they are small businesses, and then I've run a record company before too. So really being able to take that concept of, you know, this isn't just music, this is business, and really helping support them as the primary, as a manager, you're kind of the primary business person on their team, but it doesn't mean that they don't have to think entrepreneurial, they don't have to act entrepreneurial. And so that's a great point that you made, that for musicians and, you know, all different creative people alike, is that they, at some point, in some level, whether they like it or not, they're a business, and it's about making more money than you spend, and you can make it that simple for some of them, but in the end, those things are really important in order to be successful in the music industry or in life in general.
Yeah, absolutely. So if you describe yourself, I'm going to get back on South America, try to get about your background. What, as a in college, what possessed you to start a business on your own? I mean, you started your style sharing. This just came with you as an idea, or how did that come to fruition and grow into a business?
Yeah, you know, it really started out just kind of saying, hey, I think I'd really like to be able to put it on a concert on my college campus. I wonder how I do that. And so I went and figured out how to do it, and I started to do it. And I said, well, this is, I really like this. And so then I said, well, what if we start a company that does that? And I did that, and I started to learn and kind of really grow and get involved with it. And then I just said, I think I kind of have an aptitude for this and really an interest in it. So it kind of just grew organically. I thought originally I was going to be an attorney. Nothing against attorneys, but that's what I wanted to do. And just through kind of trial and error, thought, This is really exciting. It's challenging. It's invigorating. I get to work with all kinds of different people. I get to help empower people to be successful as a boss and as a manager and a leader. And so it started small. And ever since then, I just kind of thought, hey, I'd really like to try that out. I've never done that before. And then I went and figured out how to do it. And that's kind of the MO that I've lived under. And it's been really fun. And sometimes it's great and you're really successful, and sometimes you're not so successful. And what you find out more often than not, that when you're really successful, it's because you were in the right time at the right place. But you got to learn something from every endeavor you go into and grow. And that's why I'm so excited about what Startup America is doing in Texas, because I've learned that and I've seen that. I've had people mentor me and give me advice in my career, and I'd like to do the same for somebody else, and I'd like to find other people who have great experiences to be able to share and communicate with startups and entrepreneurs as well.
Any particular pitfalls, you know, a person starting off into business that they should look for? I think when you start your two business and your nonprofits, anything that would stand out, you say maybe one or two things or three things that they should really be conscious of before they actually get started with?
Yeah, you know, I think the first and one of the most important things is figuring out if your idea is feasible. Right, and I think everybody has an idea, thinks that it's a great idea, and there's no way that it could fail. But you really have to take an honest look at what you're trying to do and whether or not it makes sense. So going through kind of like a feasibility analysis, really saying, you know, can this be successful? Is there a need for this? Would people want to buy this and be involved with this? And I think that for lots of us who have, you know, 10 ideas a day, that kind of exercise could really help people from making a lot of mistakes going down the road where we find out, you know, 3 months in, 25 grand in, oh, there's a company that already does this called Apple. I guess they shouldn't make an MP3 player, right? Or things like that. So I think that's kind of the first and most important piece. The second piece is around people. What you see a lot in visionaries and entrepreneurs is they're great at being a visionary. They're usually really bad at executing, or really bad at managing. And so what I tell people all the time is find somebody who complements you and empower them. Because what inevitably will happen is visionaries will get in their mode, will be so focused on growing and changing that it actually hurts the idea and it hurts the business. Whereas if you're able to bring in a president or an operations person who really executes the vision and helps make you stay on task, it doesn't take anything away from the vision. It doesn't take anything away from the power, authority, or control that the entrepreneur has. But what it does is it exponentially increases your opportunity to be successful.
So you're saying probably just hire someone to go do that with limited capital. What a person can do, maybe bother some things or services that can help them focus on the selling of the business, selling the business products while they have someone else handle bookkeeping?
Yeah, you know, I think there's several ways you can look at it. It's probably a case-by-case scenario, but you don't always have a significant amount of capital to hire somebody like that, so sometimes you give up some equity. You can participate in different capacities. There's great organizations across the country. One of the first companies I ever started, I went to SCORE, which is the Senior Corps of Retired Executives, and I got a mentor.
Wow.
And for free, he would meet with me and go over my business plan and give me ideas and suggestions. And, and I sat there and would take copious notes trying to learn from him. There's people out there and solutions out there that don't necessarily cost exorbitant amounts of money, and it can help you be successful in what you're doing. So ultimately, it's about being resourceful, right? Ultimately, it's about finding the right team of people, finding a way to convince them to be involved, to properly incentivize them and them. And if you don't have money today, then part of what you're going to do is you're going to work on that together. If you're going to work on that together, then compensate it for the liquidate or in the form of equity or options or something like that else in the company. On the other side, don't have to give equity away to anybody. The pitfall I see with entrepreneurs a lot is they'll say, well, give you 25% and you 25% and you 25%, so forth and so on, because I don't have any money. Well, the reality is you need to know effectively manage equity that you do have and realize that there's only 100% in the company, so you can't give out more than that. And so part of that is just kind of trial and error and just really learn over time what people need to have in order to feel engaged, empowered, and have ownership, both actual ownership, but just ownership in the idea itself.
Wow. We're going to take like a 2-minute break real quick. I just want to check the audio real quick because you're kind of breaking up a little. So give us like 2 minutes. Let us do some corrections real quick. And we're going to go ahead and play a song called Blue Skies by Corpus Christi Choir.
Blue sky, my enemy, love.
Again, that's Blue Sky Choir, performing Blue Skies from Corpus Christi Chorale. We have on the phone with us today, Trey with Startup America. He's talking about, it was started by Steve Case, and it's a pretty much a free program. You can go ahead and register to their site. The website address is the letter S.co. So back to Trey.
Yeah,
back on the line. Thank you. Again, let's go talk about the Startup America partnership. And basically, you're saying all of these services pretty much free. You talked about the resources, the connection, and the other things that they're going to have down the line. The first one that you mentioned, what type of resources they have online?
Yeah, I mean, it's over 53 companies have participated and partnered with Startup America at this point to offer great resources to companies. Some of those include something as small but extremely important as a LinkedIn Pro account for 60 days free.
Wow.
Emma has came up with their email platform, and I think they offer 6 months of free email. Dell has offered significantly reduced rates on equipment. IBM's involved. Microsoft BizSpark is involved. American Airlines is involved. I mean, more and more companies are coming on every day to participate. And so the resources are really, really powerful and positive. And as I tell, you know, I tell people all the time, if I'm an entrepreneur and I can get a pen for $1.39 in one place and $1.29 in another place, I'll buy the $1.29 pen. I'll save 10 cents. I mean, that over time, that's valuable to an entrepreneur. So it's extremely important things. And as I said earlier, all of those resources were built based on asking entrepreneurs what types of things they needed in order to be successful. So those are some of those elements. You can find all of them if you go to the S.co website and look up under resources. You can see a lot of what's out there and available. But on the other side, once you sign up, which takes maybe 5 minutes and is free, and then usually you take maybe 2 or 3 days to get approved through the system, and then you have immediate access to all of those current offers and anything that comes down the line moving forward.
Wow. And you mentioned also that helped you in your journey. You actually went to ask for help from SCORE, which was absolutely free. And
right.
As a business owner coming in, this is a good arsenal to have. SCORE is a good arsenal to have that, you know, kind of keep more money in your pocket that you can be able to do, expand, and grow. But you also mentioned about all these other products. So mostly they're discounts and services that they offer, or – I'm looking through the resources right now.
Yeah, some cases it's discounts on products, different discounts on services, other things it's actually free, you know, limited time free resources, all of which helps the entrepreneur but also helps the business. Because a lot of what's been really interesting about these large corporations participating is that they realize something and are engaging in something that hasn't been done before to this degree, and that is they realize the next Facebook is a startup right now, and the next Microsoft is a startup right now. And so they realize that their future customers are somehow out there in the Startup America community, and they're reaching out to engage and participate and empower them so that when they do become big, they're going to make that Dell their default you know, computer equipment provider or server provider, or, you know, they're doing stuff with all kinds of different cloud sourcing providers. And, I mean, like I said, every day there's someone new coming on board on a pretty massive national scale that's extremely helpful. Now, what we're doing at a regional level is also interesting, which is finding regional resources that are available only to people in that region that may be particularly specific to that region. Something like that could be office space. So you have a big law firm that's using 10,000 square feet, or has 10,000 square feet of space. They're only using 7,000 square feet. So why not come in and create an opportunity at significantly reduced rate or free to give a young attorney the opportunity to get up and get off their feet and make, you know, one of the largest expenses you have as a startup company, which is rent, making that more palatable. Because if you can make that more palatable, then maybe you can get up and start being successful. If you start being successful, then one day that law firm that you helped start in your office starts referring business to you. And so it's a part of just being and focusing on the common good and what helps the environment and the ecosystem. And the other part of it is this is going to help the companies that are participating as sponsors long term.
Wow! So they planting a social seed in the community that they say, well, we're just going to plant this seed. And of course, today, you know, it's not like 20 or 30 years ago. It takes a long time for a company to ramp up. I mean, a person can be an overnight success in a matter of a month.
Right.
Their website can get 50 million hits if they do, like what you just did regarding the peer-to-peer system. All of a sudden, you just blow up, you know, within 6 months or a year, and you're going to need all these services, and they're there to help you with, because now they plant that seed in you. Man, you're going to feel not really loyal, but at least you know where to go for that particular product or service. So it seemed like...
Absolutely.
I remember reading something a few months ago regarding, was an article regarding something about social, and a lot of companies are taking these social interests. But now it's kind of mushrooming within Startup America. Now I see what the picture is. When you mentioned about the law firm offering office space, any other type of products that on the website that, you know, companies can try to engage in? Free rent, yes, it will be a good thing. But any other type of services, do you know of, besides LinkedIn and that might be offered?
Yeah, I mean, there's Rocket Lawyer, which helps people get established as a legal entity more easily. Like I said, IBM's doing some amazing stuff. Microsoft BizSpark is being offered, which has been really helpful for small businesses. There's probably, at this point, probably 55 or 60 organizations. And I would encourage anybody, when you sign up for Startup America, just go in there and scroll through and find which ones are most applicable to you.
Wow. I remember also last year, Goldman Sachs had a program, and Federal Express have a program. And this is kind of parallel or an outgrowth what they initially started a year ago.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they had that 10,000 small businesses they were going to help manage and so forth. And
right.
And then I think Federal Express had something last fall as well.
Yeah, I mean, it seems to me, Tim, like it's really becoming a trend and hopefully something that will remain positive for a while now, but we really, especially the state of the economy, it always makes us kind of reflect and look inward at what we're doing as a country. And when you realize that 99.7% of the businesses in the country are small businesses, and even though not all small businesses are entrepreneurs, all entrepreneurs are small businesses when they first get started, there's something here that we really need to pay attention to that will help us in the long run. That'll help us deal with some of the kind of the state of the economy is now, but really empowering and telling people go out and start businesses because businesses help the economy. And ultimately, businesses become customers for a lot of these major corporations.
Wow. For Startup America, are there any workshops or regional conferences that are planned or meetings?
Yeah, interesting. The reason that they launched the regional sections or councils for Startup America is because they began to realize, even though they can operate a web-based offering through S.co, when it really gets into the people factor and understanding the different regions and the different things that take place in these different states or cities, they realize we need to find people that live there that can really help be a barometer for the space. I.e., you know, which companies should we be working with on resources there, and how do we help, you know, who are leaders, entrepreneurial leaders in the space that we can use to help disseminate information, distribute, stuff like that. So what each region is doing is different, and they're basically taking the Startup America approach and applying it to the ins and outs and the customized viewpoint of their individual region. So Texas is just really getting started up right now. We're pulling together some leaders, a couple leaders from each of the major cities and across the state to head up and lead this council, the Startup Texas Council, which from that will become workshops, all sorts of different resources, really communicating across cities and saying what opportunities are there in Dallas that can help Houston, vice versa, and making it really a collaborative ecosystem that's really helpful in facilitating and coordinating entrepreneur and startup endeavors.
Now, the event on Friday, March 9th in Austin, Texas, is that free to the public or is if you signed up as a member?
Yeah, the way that works, most of the stuff associated with Startup America is free if you sign up as a member. The way the thing works on Friday in Austin is it's tied into what South by Southwest is doing. So for most of the events at South by Southwest, you have to have a South by Southwest badge to get into the South by Southwest environment. But then inside of that, everything that Startup America is doing is free.
Oh, wow. So if they want to get more information, they can go to the website and register.
Yeah, they go to s.co to sign up as a Startup America company. If you want to see what's going on at South by Southwest, go to s.co/SXSW.
Mm-hmm.
And just sign up and get involved in what they're doing, what they're offering. They offer, multiple training sessions a week. They have experts that are pitch experts. They have experts that talk about how to run a business and start a business. All these calls and webinars and things like that are available to anybody in the Startup America network.
Wow, I might have to check that out in Austin. Maybe I have to go down there for an event. But anything else you want to contribute regarding the Startup America? What a person besides signing up on the website, anything you want to add?
Yeah, no, I mean, I think in the end, this is just a great, wonderful nonprofit organization that Steve Case kind of had as a brainchild, and I would encourage entrepreneurs across Texas to get involved with it in any way that they can and get involved with any other sort of entrepreneurial endeavors that help startups be successful. This is a great one. There may be other ones out there, but why not participate in everything out there that's being presented and created to help us who like to start and run businesses?
Okay. And the website, again, is the letter S.co?
Yes. S.co.
Okay. Wow. And is there a number if they want to reach out for more information, or just pretty much everything is ran by the website?
Most everything is done on the website.
Okay. Great. Okay. I really appreciate you coming out on the program and giving us all this valuable information. And I'm going to try to check out the event in Austin on Friday, March 9th. And pretty much you just register online and there's a 10-day event, right?
Absolutely. Thanks so much for having me, Tim. Really appreciate it.
Great. I really appreciate your time. Thank you so much.
All right.
Okay, take care. Again, it's been another production of The Core Business Show with Tim Jacquet. Again, if you want to download the episode, you can download it on iTunes after the show or go to blogtalkradio.com/Apple Capital Group. And you're going to see the show posted there. Also, we're going to post some information with Startup America on our blog website. And that would be blog.applecapitalgroup.com. Again, blog.applecapitalgroup.com. We'll put some information about Startup America. And if you're in the Austin area or if you in Texas who are willing to drive to Austin to check out this great event, Startup Texas expands with the launch of Startup DFW. And then they have the show, the celebration begins with the letter SX schedule, Celebration of America Startup. You can go to their website and try and attend the events. It starts at 6:30 and ends at midnight. And it's going to be live at the movie theater in Austin. Okay, thank you for tuning in today. If you have any questions, you can feel free to email me at info@applecapitalgroup.com. Thank you for listening to the program and have a great week.
Thank you for listening to The Core Business Show with Tim Jacquet. For more information about equipment financing and asset-based loans, visit our website, applecapitalgroup.com. That's applecapitalgroup.com. Or call us at 866-666-3625. 601-711-7457. We hope you'll join us for our next episode. And remember, you can always get to the core via iTunes. You'll find all our previous episodes there. And thanks again for listening to The Core Business Show with Tim Jacquet.